With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. New York City's sanctuary city status is being challenged in court.
Trump administration officials maintain New York City's policies obstruct immigration law enforcement. Now a federal lawsuit's naming Mayor Eric Adams and other city officials in targeting policies that include barring city law enforcement from holding people in custody past their release date to honor civil immigration detainers. Trump officials blamed the city's sanctuary policies for the weekend shooting of an off-duty, ununiformed U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer in a Manhattan park. The lawsuit says one of the suspects had been released following an arrest last year, despite an active detainer. The mayor's office says Adams supports the essence of the city's policies, but has urged the city council to re-examine them. I'm Ben Thomas.
French President Macron says his country will recognize a Palestinian state in September. It's bringing criticism from the U.S. and Israel. During a tour of multi-billion dollar renovations at Federal Reserve headquarters, President Trump asked about his contentious relationship with Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, who Mr. Trump has called a numbskull.
Are there things the chairman can say to you today that would make you back off some of the earlier criticism?
Well, I'd love him to lower interest rates. Other than that, what can I tell you?
The president has labeled Powell too late for his reluctance to lower interest rates to boost the economy. Powell did lower rates during the presidential election. One of the three Lorain, Ohio police officers shot in an ambush on Wednesday has died. Officer Philip Wagner passed away yesterday. Police say the gunman was killed in an exchange of fire with police. Watching Wall Street ahead of the opening bell, the Dow futures up 51 points, NASDAQ futures ahead a fraction. This is SRN News. An unusual response to drug problems in Toronto.
Officials in the Canadian city are responding to a surge in narcotics use by handing out so-called harm reduction kits. They include syringes for shooting drugs and pipes for smoking drugs, and some contraceptives as well. Pro-family groups and clergymen are decrying the kits, but Toronto officials say they believe the program will keep people who use drugs safer while using them. The kits do not contain any information about how to get off drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Columbia University has reached a deal with the Trump administration to pay more than $220 million to the federal government. This will restore taxpayer funding to the school, which was canceled in the name of combating anti-Semitism on campus. The Ivy League school will also pay $21 million to resolve civil rights violations against Jewish employees that occurred following the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. This is SRN News. President Trump has signed an order to clarify the employment status of college athletes in a time of great uncertainty.
The move aims to establish clearer national standards in the NCAA's name, image, and likeness era. The order seeks to address the chaotic landscape of college sports, where athletes can now earn income from endorsements and schools can pay them directly. Trump's order also calls for preserving scholarships and roster spots for non-revenue sports and asks the Justice Department to protect athletes' rights. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaugh.
He became an ardent supporter of President Trump and was never shy about proclaiming his love of America. Pro-wrestling icon Hulk Hogan has died, cardiac arrest. Mr. Trump praised his strength and cultural impact. Their friendship included shared appearances at wrestling events and political rallies. Hulk Hogan was 71. More details, SRNNews.com.